Honeyman proposed a resolution that would postpone action on the ordinance for 6 months. He says there are still too many questions about the overhaul of labor law to move forward. Honeyman's resolution can be adopted by the Assembly with 6 votes. It's essentially a directive to the Assembly.
Gives us the time, the Assembly, the administration, labor organizations, and outside labor interest groups to sit down in a collaborative manner in a work committee or a task force, however you want to call it, and literally pick apart this ordinance. I mean, you hear one side, you schedule a week later, you hear another side, and each of the assembly members, as you can see, still have lists of questions coming through.
Although a new version of the ordinance was presented at the work session, several members expressed concern that the document didn't incorporate some changes that members were expecting to see. The proposed ordinance was announced on February 8th by Mayor Dan Sullivan. It would limit union longevity and performance pay, benefits, and eliminate binding arbitration along with strikes. It would also allow some municipal jobs to be contracted out. Sullivan says the changes are needed to keep costs down, and the ordinance must be rushed because of upcoming union negotiations. Union leaders representing 2,200 or so municipal employees offered a 1-year wage freeze in exchange for tabling the ordinance, but the Sullivan administration turned them down. Honeyman plans to introduce his resolution at Tuesday's regular assembly meeting, the same meeting at which the ordinance is scheduled for action. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.